This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Episode 6. Bell Empire.
Hello, this is Chief Constable Wendy Okoyo. What is wrong with you people? Oh, answer the phone. Pick up the phone. Ah.
Slappy, funny. Cha-cha. Colombia.
Down on a sun-bleached, watercolour-blessed beach, D.I. Andy Terce's life of an arsehole, a constant aggravation. The squeezing hesitation, letting go elation of a poo, again denied. But he's holding out, can't let go, and believe me, he's tried. A radical solution is sought, a pink plastic coat hanger borrowed, not bought, the end of patient persuasion, chasing a hastening to 3 years of constipation, he's inserting a claw, watching the yacht hit a good rate of knots through a gap in a port-a-loo door.
Oh, tell me, we've talked about this. Stop banging your head on wall. You should have outgrown that by now. Plasters all over your Jeremy Paxman duvet. How are you getting on in there, Andy?
I've got the coat hanger in.
Oh, yeah, just the hook.
What? No, I put it all in.
Flipping heck. Well, try and push it out, you big daft bastard.
Oh.
Go on, get it out.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
No.
Well, I can't believe that didn't work. 3 years worth of poo in you and a coat hanger all up your arse.
I'm desperate, Gemma. Oh, I've got no answer to this constipation. I am literally full of shit. It's gonna take me. Give me a minute. I'm gonna try and get this coat hanger out. Yeah. No, listen, hey, have you got any rope or knicker elastic we can pull it out with? We could tie it to the Tigger and you speed off, you know, whip the hanger out.
Gio, huffing and puffing, just give it a big push, you big silly bugger.
India Lima, Oscar Venice Echo, Yankee Oscar Umbrella, Alpha November Delta, Yankee. Hi, Andy. The chief wants to see you at Cut Above Jarbish. Over.
Received.
You know, there's summer suspicious about her.
Huh?
And in his seaside home for the bewildered, where once he hoped for salvation delivered, the chief is facing an unpleasant truth. There's no loving embrace. Rather, acid in his face at the hands of spurned gangster's Princess Ruth.
As Angeli, I feel like we need to assess the way this is moving forward. What started as an Dempwood connection is simply it's becoming too heavy.
Heavy? I'll show you fucking heavy. You think you can get rid of me like that, do you? Fuck me off and walk away, you fucking mug.
Well, there's no need for that unpleasantness. Surely, you can see that we simply haven't clicked. There's zero chemistry.
Chemistry? I know people. I know where you are. You'll have acid in your fucking face before bedtime.
So, no hard feelings then. Oh, hello? Hello? Oh, Jesus.
No respite. No rest. Check messages. What's next?
Hello, this is Chief Constable Wendy Okoyo. What is wrong with you people? Oh, answer the phone. Pick up the phone.
Jesus.
Ah. panic attack imminent, imagining every gruesome scenario. Further fuel for his psychological pyre. A combustible message comes over the police radio.
Chief, can I have a word?
What is it, Justine?
I've had my dad on the phone. He's found somebody murdered on his allotment. He's saying his mate Dave has been chopped up in his rhubarb triangle. Is it okay if I go and see my dad?
Of course. Justine, you must be by his side.
Thank you.
So he gathers his thoughts and straightens his knees, a tongue full of Zeds and a head full of Bs. He buzzes along the coastal road, a path that smugglers once trod on. A worker bee to his beehive salon, time to address, is breathless.
Squadron, I'm glad that we're all gathered to bring you up to date. This morning I have received devastating news from Justine, but this dastardly news may in the end help us conclude our operations. She has informed me that mass slaughter is occurring at her father's allotment.
Mass slaughter.
She has flown post-haste this morning to be by his side. Now, this gives us the chance to finally seize the serial killer that exists among us. To right the wrongs of recent months, the net is tightening. To that end, I propose to relocate the entire operation to the allotments. We remain deeply undercover. You must not divulge this information to family, friends, or news agents, for to do so will seriously compromise the operation's integrity. And to conclude, does anybody have any serious objections to starting a new life on a suburban allotment?
Oh, sounds just like the good life.
Do you know, I never liked that, Barbara. I liked the posh one with the big snozzle.
Oh, Tom, Barbara, Jerry, oh, do put down that pickaxe. Oh, dear, that's it.
Oh, that were brilliant, Jem. You sounded just like him.
Sir, very much.
Can I just say, speaking personally, I'm more than happy to sacrifice my livelihood to support the chief. Oh. I hereby officially announce a cut above is firme for business until further notice.
Yaki, I've got treatments booked in. I've got a lady coming in for starfish therapy. I've got a bucket with over 40 starfish that'll not keep. And I'm expecting a call about a hot Castrol GTX back rub.
You can do as you're told. We'll be living on an allotment until further notice, Richmond.
Right. Well, pass us that bucket and I'll take it with us. And always, I'll have to drain off Randy's Tigra.
It's Andy.
Fuck off!
I say, Yaki, it's getting a bit bolshy, your Richmond, all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's that I'm a banger dinger go. This is what happens.
He were unbearable when he had his own place in open market. He wore a big Afghan coat, had a hat like a toucan, carried on alarming. Anyway, he had a big public row with Bacon King. Bacon King said they wanted him out at market.
I was just saying, you had a big row with Bacon King when you were Armabangadinagong.
Oh, I did, yes. Aye. Well, what did you say to him? Because he's a big fella, him.
Right, right. Well, I said...
Well, I told him.
Squadron, we will have ample time for these discussions once we are embedded amongst the Brazigas. Let us depart.
Talk in the Tigra, as ever, wide-ranging, inclusive, broad-spectrum, comprehensive, engaging.
You know, for Christmas, I got a photocopy of Noel Edmonds. It was a bit blurred, you know, but it served its purpose. I've got a lot of tape recordings, you know. My favourite is a recording of an ice cream van in Sunderland.
Well, octopus are deeply intelligent, but squid are a bit riffraff, aren't they?
Yeah, I watched this documentary on Discovery about this gang in Russia called the Bloodhound Gang, and they steal high-definition televisions to order in dog suits. They're all kung fu experts. So if out goes off, they kick the shit out of the security guards. They're very disturbing. Let's hope that craze doesn't spread to the lonely streets of North Yorkshire.
I really like the theme tune from Friends. Once, I did a power ballet leap over some cutouts of the Harry Potter team. Just imagine that in slow-mo.
Until all disembark at the temple of suburban toil, the grief and sin of idleness kept at bay by the soil. No sophistry, just a tearing off of heads. Our chief concern steps his tiny toes into the allotment of death. And like a flowerpot soldier among sweet peas and poinsettias, he sets off round for a soft-knees reconnoitre. A red-faced group hove into view, loud accusatory, muddy loiterers, and opportunity not to be missed, knowing dropped eyes and raised voices have to be quizzed.
Eh, that breed is crying. Yeah, just because his brother's dead. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him more. No, I hate him more.
I hate you, Brilly.
Leave us alone. Are you happy now, are you? Huh? Happy he's dead? You murderous bastards.
We ain't murdered nobody. Not never.
Ever.
Never.
Never, ever, ever.
Never.
He hasn't murdered himself, has he?
Good morning, sir. Hope I'm not interrupting anything on this splendid morning.
No, it's just murder, isn't it?
I'll murder you, you pair of ginger gets!
Murder? May I... given the present situation in this town, I would counsel moderation in talk of murderer's intention. I wonder if, as locals, you could help me try to locate the allotted allotment of the late Mr. 70 Gats?
Late? What? He's dead and all? Oh, this place has turned into a slaughterhouse! I'm going home to Billingham. For a bit of civilization.
Yeah, fuck off, back up north. That's Justine's 70 cats. Allotment 7. Oh. Just down there by the 18 germinating mung sprout.
Mung sprouts. Thank you for your local information. Ah, the tangy stench of wormy compost and radish detritus. I bid you good day.
He's got no knees. Tiny ears. Tiny ears. Quite fancy him.
Hi, Andy, everybody. I've some bad news, I'm afraid, Chief.
Yes, Justine.
I've just found my dad butchered in his potting shed. Yeah, he had a note in his hand saying, "The lamb misused breeds public strife and yet forgives the butcher's knife." Anyway, I swilled the blood the best I can. Right, I'm off to buy this nice red top with "Wee" written on it that I've seen in Primeinge. Okay, see you later.
This is a grave situation indeed. The bony finger of murder seems to be inching ever closer. I'm starting to get the feeling that perhaps the murderer is rather closer to our bosom than we previously suspected.
Suspected.
Bosom.
Hey, Andy, look, isn't that Polish bloke what got his finger stuck up his wife's arsehole?
No, it was his thumb. Hey, Lukasz!
Hiya!
Lukasz!
Oh, Polish!
Oh, fancy
guys,
here.
I can't speak with you, huh?
Hey,
Lopus, that waddle's starting to look a bit back-endish.
Yes. How unusual that you seem to have turned up again. This is the third occasion that you've come into my line of sight. I saw you at the charity single and your low B was rather flat. Can you account for your movements over the last few hours, sir?
Lukasz do 6,324 steps. I try for 10,000 like Lorraine TV show say, but this bastard.
Would you mind stepping into this potting shed to assist us further with our inquiries?
Yes, of course. Yes, speak quick, but 10 minutes, Cab. Need to rent a guy blend that doggy fuck it up.
Terse, detain. Interrogate this man.
Well, I don't mind, but I'm just thinking this would be a fabulous opportunity to see these two in action, wouldn't it, Andy?
Yeah, they're dynamite, boss.
Indeed. Well, if we achieve the desired goal, then yes. Yaki, Reuben, over to you.
Oh, double maple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Right. I'll be the Junior McKenzie one.
Oh, I'll be the Margaret Rutherford one. Right, press the tape, Nickelback.
Okay, you play.
There.
Wait.
You press it.
Right, yes, I'm trying to play poles with my... Oh,
yeah, I'm recording the green one, that's it.
Right.
Have you rested?
Yeah. Did you murder someone near the potatoes?
Not.
All the marrows?
Not.
All the carrots, pets?
The carrot pets?
No.
Raw beans?
No.
Sweet, cool, yummy with a bit of butter.
Oh, yeah. And a nice pork chop.
Ooh.
Or a sausage.
Talking of sausages. He ain't got fun.
So he couldn't have done the murders.
Ooh. Wow.
Jesus. Astounding. That was the most extraordinarily concise interrogation I've ever seen in my 30-year career. You could learn a lot from this pair of guns. Terce, you are now going to be under the tutelage of Richmond.
It would be an honour, Wendy.
You say, you're now going to shadow Yaki.
Under his eye.
And you, sir, are now free to go.
Blessed be the fruit.
Now we're cooking with Rasclot.
Bomberclot.
Here we go.
Bless up, my lion. Genge. Genge.
And so our heroes prepare to interrogate, cross-question, probe, pump and grill. Their accents may be offensive, impenetrable, unintelligible, but still.
Here, Richmond, can I have a word? I don't know what's gone off between us, but I'd like us to be great chums again.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You know, it was just that misunderstanding with Sazid Rules, okay? You know, that's what started me off.
Well, can we begin again?
Yeah, of course we can.
Oh, right. Now, if we're to be TV detectives, who've we to be?
Well, do you know, I fancy a couple of Hebrideans. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Like Nicola Sturgeon?
Yeah, or Billy Connolly.
Jackie Stewart.
Ooh, Mr. Mackay.
Mrs. Doubtfail.
Tell you what, no, listen, right, you be Cracker and I'll be Rebus. Oh. Whisht, Andy, whisht. Here come suspects. Follow my lead.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Lily.
Hiya.
We'd like to speak to you about a very important matter.
Speak to you about an important matter.
Oh, yeah? What's that then?
You'll soon see.
You'll see soon.
What is it? We're busy with our broccolis.
Well, we'd like to interview you under caution for the crime of murder.
Murder.
But we ain't never murdered nobody.
That's enough from you, lady. Report to allotment number 14 at 2 p.m.
Allotment 14 at 2 p.m.
Right then.
You can bring your solicitor or some root vegetables with you. Take your pick.
I was a Richmond.
Andy.
Yeah?
You were absolutely shit.
Oh. Hot!
Oh! You devil.
Grim.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oh, aye.
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 Aye, 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 Moosey.
Aye, aye,
aye, aye, aye, aye, aye, aye, Moosey.
Aye, 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 aye.
Aye, aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye.
Aye, who have nothing.
Oh, Yaki, isn't it exciting?
Oh.
If we've to be murder detectives, who should we be?
Well, shall we do an American one?
Oh, yeah. Like Kojak.
Oh, or TJ Hooker.
McLeod.
No. Columbio.
Yes, in with glass eye and the spunk-stained raincoat.
Shh, 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 shh. The suspect's here. Okay, right, follow my lead.
All right.
Sir, could I take a minute of your time? Sir, could I take a minute of your time? We need to speak to you about a crime of murder. Murder. We need to interrogate you on the question at allotment 16 at 2 p.m. 2 p.m.
Hey, I've fucking murdered nobody, man.
2 p.m.
Ah, ladies, I see you've arrived at the appointed hour, 2 p.m. Come in, and take a pew.
I'll start the questioning, shall I, D.I. Rebus?
You do that, Mr. Cracker.
Right, the new. Have you been involved in any murders?
Nah, I ain't ever murdered nobody. Not never.
No, we ain't not never murdered nobody.
Not never, see?
Right, so, you see, you've never murdered anybody. Well, stop this nonsense. You've never murdered anybody. Never, ever, 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 never, ever, 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 ever.
No, never.
No, never.
Ever?
No, not never.
Right, well, thank you for your time, ladies.
Ooh, you were a tough nut to crack.
Aye.
Oh.
Carry on, Cracker.
This has opened a whole new world.
That's right.
I can't thank you enough, dear Ebus.
Okay. Aye. Well, you know, it's a proper ignition. Donald Wales, you're trusters, eh?
Lodgings, Cummins, help my bob.
Aye.
We'll report it to the chief, Auld Lang Syne.
I will do that, Mr. Cracker.
Aye.
Cigars, raincoats, glass eyes, iconic USAings. Our crack cop Colombians have questions remaining in inning.
Okay. You go first. Okay. Just one more thing. They say the murderer has a tattoo on his abs.
Well, I've got an anchor on me bell end that me mate did round his house in Billingham with a compass and a bottle of quink. And that's about it, Pet.
Okay. Drop your pants.
Aye, all right. I'm not shy.
There's no tattoo on his ass. Well, he can't be the... He can't be the murderer.
Just an anchor and a lazy lob.
You're free to go, sir. One last thing. Nice cock.
Thanks. The kids in the park love it.
So, a debrief. Terse, Richmond, did your extensive investigations reveal the identity of the murderer?
We drew a blank, Chief.
But on a positive note, I can do the accent, the new...
Well, that's fucking debatable, I tell you. Most disappointing. So our hopes lie with you, Yaki and Detain. Did you extract an admission of guilt from our suspects?
Suspects. No, but we had a good look at his arse and his genitalia, and it were completely clean. I don't know if this means anything, though, Chief, but his underpants, they were ever so dirty.
Oh, yeah, a proper punami, wasn't it?
Rancid.
Oh.
Skid row.
Soiled.
Ooh.
Disgusting.
Besmirched.
Besmirched.
Shush. It seems that we have reached an insurmountable dead end. Darkness is falling, and at this point I'm afraid to say I'm simply devoid of helpful suggestions.
Oh, maybe Ammerbanger Dinnergong can help us. If we all take his clothes off and go and stand in that rhubarb triangle, I'll see if he can invoke spirits.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'm fond of a good invocation, me.
Yeah, I love spirits. Yeah.
Right, OK then. Use disrobe and I'll meet you out there in two.
Okay, oh, enter. Oh, I'm a bit nash, but go on then.
Gemma, remember he's got no kneecaps. Keep your eyes on his wedding tackle.
Right, yeah. Knick-knacks, not kneecaps.
Yeah. Oh, Yaki, I see you have rather extensive scarring on your labia majori.
Yeah, well, I had a quick trim. I used to be able to tie a bow with them. Yeah, that would be a party trick when we're at tech.
I am the Most High Doctor, Mr. Ammerbanger Dinnergong, okay? As we gather together upon this loam, okay, let us not forget that the earth delights in your bare feet, okay? And the wind wishes to play with your neck hair, okay? For heaven is under our feet as well as over our heads, okay? For a lush carpet of decaying compass is more welcome than the most luxurious Persian rug, okay? For do we not inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrow it from our children, okay? Or rent it from the council for 48 pounds per calendar month. Smell the emanation from the trees, okay? Feel it change and renew your weary spirit. Okay? Good on you. Are not garbages the smiles of nature? Many eyes go through the meadow. Few see the turnips within. Okay? Now, I call upon the spirit realm. Okay? The mountaineer, the peasant, the sailor. The filter from allied carbon. Okay? I call upon the ghost of the tribe that crouch as they try to remember the sunlight. Okay? For the graves lie tenantless and the sheet of dead squeak and gibber in the celestial states. Okay? Now, repeat after me. Oh, ah. Vale vale bing bong, vale vale bing bong, ooh ah.
Ooh ah, vale vale bing bong, vale vale bing bong, ooh ah.
Nothing? Okay. Help yourself to sausage rolls on the side. Good evening.
Most disappointing. However, that was well worth the team building and collective spirit summoning. May I suggest, as darkness falls, that we make one final check of the allotment perimeter before we settle in for the evening.
All right, if we must go on, Andy, I'll go with you.
Are we then?
You can come with me, Rube, but take that toucan off and put some fucking pants on.
All right, Jackie. Yaki, Jackie. Yaki,
Jackie. Oh, shut Jackie. Up. Shut it.
And so, torch in hand, a moonlit allotment perimeter walk. A windy apprehension ensures every ominous shape-shifting shadow monopolises their thoughts.
Right, come on then. Point that torch this way, come on.
I don't like it out here, Jackie.
Shut up.
I don't like it. You know I don't. What's that? Look at those potatoes. They're so grotesquely shaped.
Oh, just a potato, come on.
Look at that cucumber. It's more like a pubecumber. It's curled.
Oh, hang on.
That carrot looks like Christ.
Come on, give me that torch.
What's that amongst the radishes? Looks like a mixed grill.
Oh, is
it
that...
It is.
Oh, that's a bit of... Is that a bit of an ear?
That's a jowl.
Oh, that's a belly button, look.
Is that a paella?
Hey, hang on.
Look, it's a duodenum.
It must be that Georgie bloke, really, that we interrogated.
Oh, do you think he's dead then?
Oh, well, let's see, shall we? Well, he's in pieces and there's gallons of black blood everywhere and you've just stood on his eyeball.
I don't like this, Jackie. I don't like it one bit.
Oh, what's wrong with you? It's only a chopped-up mutilation body, you soft shite.
What's this here? It's a bell end. I don't like them, live or dead. They're horrible. They're like mini Dutch tomatoes. I don't like them.
Fuck's sake, if you're that fucking upset, Reuben, get your mate Emma Bang a fucking dinner gong to sort you out.
I've
got stuff to do.
I will.
Out on that allotment and give yourself some therapy.
Here, take this bell end away from me and burn it.
Ooh, what's that, Andy?
Oh, no, it's a trellis for sweet peas.
Oh. What's that, Andy?
What? Oh, it's a Belfast sink with a pumpkin on it.
Oh. What's that, Andy?
That's the bloody mutilated corpses of two women. Oh, hang on. It's the two women we interrogated earlier. The Tingleys.
Oh, right. Is that an elbow?
Yes.
Huh.
Oh, and that, if I'm not mistaken, is a gallbladder.
She's got a nice perm, hasn't she, this one?
Yeah. Well, they've both got a lovely head of hair.
There's a lot of blood, though, Andy, isn't there? It's like a quagmire.
It's got to be nourishing for the root veg, though. Hey, I saw this thing on the Discovery Channel, and they were using shepherd's pie to force sweet potatoes.
That sounds highly unlikely, Andy. Oh, watch that lab here. You've got it stuck on your shoe.
Oh, from Clark's, these and all.
And so Reuben, almost alone on a moonlit cabbage patch, summons up his silent witness, Dr. Amabanadinagong Natch. He can explain how one's current self is just one of countless possible outcomes, and how the line between I and others becomes blurred. And no matter how absurd the scenario, dear listener, please don't be deterred, for this wisdom, this insight comes from our absurd hero, Camus, and it's as true for Reuben Amabanadinagong as it is for me, and for you.
I summon thee, O great doctor, Mr. Amabanadinagong. I seek solace and comfort.
Hello. Okay. Hi. Okay.
I got frightened.
Frightened of what, motherfucker? Okay.
I've just seen a dead body and I didn't like it at all.
The fear of death comes from a limited consciousness, okay? Are not boundaries which divide life from death at best shadowy and vague, okay? Who shall say where one ends and the other begins? Okay?
Is it the doctors?
Death is so sure of its victory that it gives us a whole lifetime start. Okay?
Okay. But you're inside me, so why am I scared of death and you're not, Doctor Mr. Amabanadinagong?
As you think of your real life as the person you are, then of course you are going to be fearful of death. Okay? But what is a person? A person is a pattern of behavior.
And hair.
Silence, you bitch ass! A pattern of behavior is a larger awareness. You know the two-year-old dies before the three-year-old shows up, the three-year-old before the teenager, and so on and such forth ad infinitum.
So am I just talking to myself?
Yes, I am merely your internal witness.
I'm lost. This is absurd.
Now you are beginning to understand. You have three choices, okay? Three choices. One, suicide. This is a confession that life is not worth living. You are declaring life is too much. It is a way out of the absurdity. Two, a leap of faith, okay? Where one escapes rationality. It is philosophical suicide, okay? This is a way for cowardly chickens, okay? Or three, finally. Ultimately, we can choose to embrace the absurd, okay? The opportunity for freedom and to give our lives meaning comes when we embrace absurdity. To live without appeal,
to create your own meaning and purpose, to think for yourself. It is only defensible position, okay? The only defensible position. And this... This is me thinking this. Yes, it is.
Is this an epiphany?
Yes, it is.
Can I have a sausage roll?
Yes. Of course you can have a sausage roll whenever you want, okay? Because a sausage roll is just a state of mind.
I understand. Right. Get back inside me and let's enjoy the coldly indifferent universe, okay?
Okay.
I like your toucan hat.
Thank you. eBay, £5.99, although postage and packing for £8, so, you know...
And now, to our chief concern's allotment where chickens are coming home to roost. The repercussions are shockwaves of lies you must tell with an ego to boost. The eggshell fragility of misrepresented self as a sledgehammer truth is taken to his tiny-eared nutshell. All the multi-manifestations of dust-cloud nebulousness now about to be reformed into a heaving, singular consciousness.
The truth is, Scar, I find you intensely shallow, probably physically repellent and intellectually stunted. I'd rather spend what remains of my time lying in a pool of hot, fetid diarrhoea. Ciao, Bella.
Well...
Well, I am so fucked.
Chief! Chief, we've just found the Tingleys. They've been slashed by the turnips.
And the necks.
Chief, we just found Brayley, perished by the parsnips.
More murders.
Well, I want to go home now. I've got a lamb shank on a low light for Ptolemy's tea.
And I was hoping for a little glimpse of John before I got to bed.
Gonna have got a table booked at Longcocks with David.
No!
Which David?
David fucking Dickinson.
No!
I made it absolutely clear this morning. No one leaves. Do you understand the gravity of the situation? We are so close to solving the murders. Now, guddle up in the potting sheds. No frotting. But I sense that our moment is close. Get out!
Fucking hell.
Anya, are you there? Are you there? Anya?
I'm here, my love.
Oh, oh, thank God. God, I miss you. I miss you so much. It's like I can't breathe. I'm measuring my life out with these calls. I really am. I miss you terribly.
Oh, yes, I know. I see you.
But I can't fucking see you again. Why is it so dark? Why can't I ever really see you?
You can. Just close your eyes and I'm there with you. There is a golden thread between us. Cannot be broken. We are made for each other. I love you completely.
Oh, Anya, I want to see you. I want you in my arms. I want you in my open arms.
Yes, you will see me.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Anya!
And outside, Jackie Yackie held her breath and turned back. Time to come clean. A moonlit, zooming realisation. It's time for cards to be shown and hearts to be seen.
For fuck's sake,
here I am.
Jackie? Yackie, what do you want? I'm busy. What's wrong?
I want you to see me.
What? I can see you. What do you mean?
I mean really see me for who I am.
Yeah, I don't understand. I see very clearly.
Right, well, What about me, you fucking cunt? See me, can ya? Can ya? Can you see me now?
What is this?
Like a bit of Cockney roof, dear? Yeah? A gangster's daughter? Bit of a soul, but a fucking nutter, is that what I sound like?
Yes, but what's...
Or like, what about me? Like, you totally left me in tears, yeah? Abandoned me to the wreckage of myself. Subjugated and impressed with your heteronormative societal norms.
Oh, God, it was you. I was talking to you. Oh, God, don't tell me.
Yes, Stephen. I am Anya, too. Your Anya. The one that saw the still sparkling gunpowder in your eyes. The one that saw your weakness and reassured you. The impossibility of me. You see, we all become who we are pretending to be, don't we? And I saw your eyes when you first met me, and they were empty. I was a half person to you. So I pretended. We all pretend, don't we, Steve? I just found someone you felt safe to pretend with. I thought we could conspire to build a life. Conspire to find happiness, a place where we can be whoever we want to be. So I'm here, offering you true freedom. I've nothing left to lose.
I have to tell you something.
I know. I'll listen and I will understand and I will love you. That you that's inside, I love you. And you won't have to compare your insides to everybody else's outsides ever again.
No, it's bad. It's really fucking bad. I've lied.
We're all liars, Stephen. All of us. It's protection. Should we go for a walk or something?
No. Could you just hold me? Please?
Yes, my love. Yes, my love.
And finally, two mammals who instinctively know faith is a surrender of reason, surrender of the mind, and that all we have to do is be kind, mankind. Know that all that matters is how you act, and never call anyone a baboon unless you're sure of your facts. They're out in the moonlight, they know what is real. Words may make you think, but only music makes you feel.
Hey, what a fucking day, Andy.
I know. Feels like our lives are taking on an increasingly surreal complexion.
Oh, you're dead right. 2 weeks ago, we worked out of a police station. Then we moved to an hairdresser's.
Now we're living on an allotment.
Hi. Do you know, I think it's best we cultivate a fatalistic approach to life, Andy.
Simple determinism, whether of the genetic or environmental kind, is a depressing prospect for those with a fondness for free will.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say exactly that. I know it's an unusual setting, but have we to do it out here? On a moonlit allotment?
Oh, you try stopping me.
Oh, Andy.
I thought we'd do this one. It felt right somehow.
Oh, yeah. Let's.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I can hold my head back and really laugh, really laugh.
Go on, Gemma.
You took me dancing across the floor, cheek to cheek. But with a lover I could really move, really move. I could really dance, really dance, really dance. I could really dance, really move, really move, really move, really move. Now if I can feel, oh, that flat, the sun.
Keep going.
And the rain on my face, why can't I feel?
Just give love a look.
Really love, really love, really love, really love. Love, 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 love. Now I got all the friends that I. I may need more, but I should just give to those that I have got.
With friends I still feel so insecure. Little darling, I believe you can help me a lot. Just take my hand and lead me where you will. No conversation, no wave goodnight.
Just make love with affection. Sing me another love song, but this time with a little dedication. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it. You know that's what I like. Lover, woo-hoo. Once more with a feeling. Give me love, give me love, give me love. Love. Deceptively hard, that song.
Just give me love.
Come on, come
that
on.
Way, that way.
Let's go.
Sing me another love song, but this time with a little dedication. Sing it, sing it,
sing it, sing it.
Run.
You know that's what
they come in.
Love.
Oh, with a feeling. Oh, no, come on.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Sing it, sing it.
You know that's what I like. Love.
You have been listening to Curl Up and DI. It was written, directed and narrated by Tony Pitts.
With additional material from the cast.
Catherine Kelly
was DI Gemma Dutane.
Mark Benson
was DI Andy Terse.
Ben Gorman
was Chief Concern.
Jim Moyer
was Richmond Reuben Emma Banger Dinagon.
Morgana Robinson
was Jackie, Yaki and all the Zooms.
Nancy Sorrell
was Justine. The series features
Kevin Eldon, Tommy May, Charlotte Lucas, Jennifer Sayen, Georgia Stanton, Bill Phillips, Moya Twins, Adam Gillen
as the killers and visitors of Slapby Bay. The sound editor is
Matt Snowden.
The script consultant is
Alex Dickinson.
The line producer is
Darcy Collins.
The theme music is by Sub Fairy.
Jenny Gordon
was Mr. Pitts's assistant. It's a Folding Pocket Golden Thread production.